You're listening to the incomparable radio shows of the Findlay Quality Network. Stay tuned.
A flash of light, a bolt of blue, an electric buzz filling the air, and he appears! This is another of the thrilling two-fisted tales of Tesla. Tonight's episode, Mr. Verne and the Clockwork Zeppelin. When we last left Dr. Tesla and his companion Dot, they were visiting the Art Institute of Chicago, the year 1995.
So what are we doing here, Doctor?
Please, Dot, call me Nicola.
Sure thing, Doc. I mean, Nick.
I thought we could use a rest after our adventure with the Mandroid Army. What better place than an art gallery?
If you say so.
Can't you feel the creative sparks, Dot? Van Gogh, Wright, Seurat, Gauguin, Picasso. The very air crackles with visions beyond... Wait a minute. Do you see that?
See what?
Look! Up in the sky!
We're inside the gallery, Doctor.
I mean, in the painting.
Oh, the sower. Vincent van Gogh, what about it?
That swirl, it's moving, and it's getting bigger.
Maybe you need to sit down, Doctor.
Nicola.
Right.
I know that Vincent painted several different sowers over the years, but I cannot tell you how many times I've seen this painting in this gallery on this wall, and I have never seen anything in the sky.
Looks all right to me.
It stopped swirling, yes, but it's there nonetheless. If I could just get a closer look.
I'm sorry, sir. Please step back from the painting.
Yes, yes. Forgive my impertinence.
Doctor, you're going to get us into trouble.
I just want to get a better...
Sir, what are you doing to the painting?
Dot, run!
I don't think he followed us, Doctor.
I know he didn't. As long as the artwork is safe, they'll leave us alone.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, that's beautiful.
What's that?
Behind you.
Ah, yes. If I'm not mistaken, on dimanche après-midi à l'île de la Grande Jatte. There you are, my pretty. Do I know this museum or what?
So how's about in English?
A Sunday afternoon on the island of La Grande Jatte by Georges Seurat. Possibly my favorite painting in the building, maybe the world.
It's very nice.
Look closely, Dot. Walk up to it.
Oh, I think I'll stay back. Thank you very much.
If you look at it up close, you'll see that Seurat didn't paint with broad strokes. He poked at the canvas one point at a time, creating the illusion of shape and form and color. It's quite astounding, especially for the time. Wait.
What is it?
Look at the sky.
Oh, not again.
There it is, that shape. But it's taking form, coalescing dot by dot, bit by bit. What is that?
Oh, Doctor, don't get too close.
Don't worry, Dot. I can see it from here. But what is it? It's in the sky over Ireland, 1888, and now over the edge of Paris in, what, 1894?
You're right, it is moving.
Unless I miss my guess, that shape, that's an airship.
But how? How is this happening?
This painting must be a nexus point at this quantum temporal juncture.
And what does that mean?
It means Georges Seurat is painting that airship right this second, 111 years ago. Dot, to the Teslalator!
Doctor?
Nicola.
Is it supposed to sound like that?
No. That's more like it.
Oh. Where are we going, anyway?
Paris, Dot. Paris in 1884.
Oh, of course we are.
Just a few more minutes.
Until the distance and die. Until there's nothing but sky.
What in the sacre bleu?
Hello. Didn't mean to startle you there.
Who are you? And how did you get here? And What is this? This cabinet?
Forgive the intrusion, Monsieur Seurat. I am Nikola Tesla, and this is my companion, Dot.
Bonjour.
We have come to you in a vehicle of my own devising, the Teslanator. But never mind that. I need to see what you're painting at this very moment.
I do not understand. What is a Teslanator? A Teslanator?
The Teslanator. It is a machine that travels from point to point in the quantum superposition that is simultaneously every possible time and space. This was then, that is now, it will ever be thus. So, this thing, in the sky, what is it you are painting up there?
Trees, sky, a cloud.
In all the years I've looked at this painting...
Years? I have not even finished.
There's never been anything in that small little corner of sky but a lone cloud. And now, look!
Sacré bleu! What is that?
Is that the mole, monsieur?
It stopped growing, Nick.
Nicola. And yes, because he stopped painting.
Mademoiselles, you and me, pal. Second bottle. Ah, she looks for me. Bonnet flapping. Yapping. Roof. Nothing. This is not in any of my sketches. Ah. Et voilà.
When did you make this sketch?
2 weeks ago.
And this object was in the sky?
Apparemment. Do you know what it is?
It is an airship of some manner, a zeppelin by the looks of it. The question is, why does it keep appearing in the skies over France?
A zeppelin? You don't think...
It could be German. I do think that, Dot. It could be a plot to change history and circumvent certain events of which we should not speak.
Oh, what are we going to do, Nick? We're still too late.
Nicola... Dot, when you travel in time, it's never too late. To the Teslanator!
Will Tesla discover the secret of the mysterious airship? Stay tuned for the conclusion of Two-Fisted Tales of Tesla, after this word from our sponsor.
Going up? Going down? Where do you need to go? Chances are you'll get there in a Melcott elevator, the name you've come to trust for all your elevator needs. Our elevators come in all sizes, small, medium, large, family size, economy, and jumbo. And don't forget our patented pocket elevator. What's a pocket elevator, you ask? Think of it as a smart dumbwaiter. At Melcott, we know life has its ups and downs. That's why we'll be here for you. Melcott Elevators.
Where are we going, Nick? And why did we bring Monsieur Seurat?
I'm trying to pinpoint the location of that airship based on Seurat's sketches, because...
You're not going to do what I think you're going to do.
What is he not going to do?
We are going to land on that airship and find out what's what.
And what happens if you miss?
Then
we'll materialize in midair.
And we'll start to fall.
And you're not going to do that, oui?
Your sketches had better be spot on, monsieur.
Mon Dieu!
Fire the thrusters, Ned.
Mais oui.
Ned, do you see this? Do my eyes deceive me?
Ah, yes. Good day, sir.
What rough magic is this?
Just a little quantum mechanism I've found. My name is Tesla, and you are not German.
I am but a traveler, journeying around the world in a prescribed number of days on a whim, as it were. I bet with my comrades at the Explorers Club. But my ship merely glides through the Imperium, while yours does more.
And your name, sir?
Mr. Tesla, you simply must share with me the secret of this marvelous contraption.
I think not, Mr. Van.
Ah, so you do know who I am.
Van? Jules Van? Are you kidding me?
Not one whit, Dot. One question, Mr. Van. If you were on a journey around the world, wouldn't you be traveling in a southeasterly direction?
What makes you think we're not?
You began in the south of France. You had an eyewitness in Vincent van Gogh. And now another eyewitness, Monsieur Seurat, places you here above Paris much, much later.
Damnable artistes.
More to the point, if you were merely a traveler, on a whim, as it were, then why would your airship be so heavily armed, mounted weapons at every portal,
Ah, Mr. Tesla, one never knows what one might encounter here in the Empyrean Heavens. Ned, seize the girl!
Oui.
Anandel, you cretin!
George, no!
What do you say, Rand? What's the plan? Destroying the world one country at a time?
Only Deutschland, my dear Tesla! Only Deutschland!
You can't get away with it, you know. You'll change history!
But whose? Mine or yours? Who's to say it won't be for the better?
Thanks to my experience at the quantum superposition of time and space, I say so.
Heck of a right hook there, Nick.
Thanks, Dot. You and Monsieur Seurat did a fine job with his flunky.
Oui.
Nick, there's just one thing.
Yes, Dot?
Who's flying the Zeppelin?
Monsieur Tesla, what is this place?
The Art Institute of Chicago.
Is that? No. C'est incroyable.
Un dimanche après-midi à l'île de la Grande Jatte par Georges Seurat. Mais oui.
She is... très magnifique.
Look, Dot. The Clockwork Zeppelin is no more.
Oh, I should hope so.
This is not possible. This is all a dream, no? Never mind where. When are we?
1995.
Incroyable. This point you spoke of, it is as if you hop from place to place, time to time, point to point, putting it together as the colors and shapes of a painting. You piece together the fabric of reality. Oui?
Oui, monsieur. That's about the size of it.
Nick, look.
What is it, Dot?
Those two figures. In the painting, in the distance. Under the trees.
I do believe that that is you, mademoiselle. And Monsieur Tesla. I think I will have added you when I get back to where I will be. I just need to take a closer look before we go.
George, no!
No, don't! Allons-y!
You have been listening to the tale of Mr. Vern and the Clockwork Zeppelin. Tune in next time to hear a mysterious woman say...
Why, Nikki, I'm your wife. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Plot twists, you know.
That's for another of the thrilling Two-Fisted Tales of Tesla!
Finley Quality Network, FQN.
And now it's time for The Adventures of Everyone's Favorite Teen Sleuth, Jenny Lane, Girl Detective. Brought to you by Grantham Manor Tea Biscuits, the only biscuits you invite to high tea. Tonight, the secret of the Red Herring Murder Clue.
What's going on here? What is the meaning of this? You shot me! Why are you shooting me? I asked you a question! Why are you shooting? Why are you hitting me over the head with that object in your hand? What are you even doing here? Now with the kicking! I'm on the ground and you're kicking me! You're kicking me as consciousness slips away! And now I'm dead! I'm dead! And you've murdered me.
Morning, Trudy. What's for breakfast?
Morning, Jenny. I was gonna say pancakes, but judging from the radio news report just now, I'd have to say murder.
Murder?
Hello!
Morning, Mr. Lane.
Morning, Trudy. What's for breakfast?
Murder, Pop.
Now, Jenny, don't be silly.
I'll just be getting that, Mr. Lane.
I bet that's Sergeant Malone calling.
Jenny, dear, what are you talking about? How could you possibly know that?
Mr. Lane, it's Sergeant Malone calling from downtown.
Really? Well, then.
Mind if I turn the radio up, Trudy?
Don't bother me none.
This morning at the old chalk factory in downtown Fox Hollow. The victim, one Gerald Hopcock, was one of the owners of the factory. You're listening to the Exposition Radio News.
I bet that's what Sergeant Malone is calling about.
Well, Jenny, you did it again.
Well, it's all over the radio, Pop.
Blasted reporters. How do they know? Oh, well. Let me get my hat and we'll be on our way. As district attorney, I have no reason to be on the scene, but if I know you...
Thanks, Pop. Let's go.
Why, it's District Attorney Percival Lane and his daughter Jenny.
Hello, Officer Murphy.
What's the skinny, McNulty?
Bakery across the street heard gunshots early this morning. Saw a car driving away. Called it in. They recognized the car as belonging to Mr. Hopcock.
He's the stiff?
Yeah. Co-owner of the factory. Found him just inside the door. Looks like he's been shot.
I'll say.
All right, to move the body, Detective.
Go ahead, Murphy.
McNulty, look!
What is that?
It's a clue.
Spot on, Jenny.
He must have had some chalk in his pocket. Looks like he left us a message.
Can we put the body down, sir?
Yes, yes.
Red, I think. It looks like red.
Red like blood? Or the killer was wearing red?
Or like a Russian spy.
Murphy, what would a Russian spy be doing in Fox Hollow, Massachusetts?
Spying?
Looks like the other word is herring.
Red herring. What kind of murder victim leaves a clue like that?
A victim with a sense of humor?
Something about this seems fishy to me.
What are you doing, Jenny?
Taking a picture, just in case. It may say 1,000 words, but I just need these two.
What could this message mean? Jenny Lane will find out after this word from our sponsor.
Your tea, my lord.
That will do, Jervis. Wait, what have you done with my tea biscuits?
Sir?
Oh, Robert, don't be silly.
Coral, these are not my traditional tea biscuits. What is this world coming to?
Try something new. I think you'll like them.
I don't like this.
You haven't tried this.
I say, that's a creditable biscuit.
Very good, sir.
Very good. They're quite splendid. What are they called, Jervis?
Grant them manna tea biscuits, my lord.
Righto, Jervis. Tradition be damned. Grant the man of tea biscuits it is.
But, my lord, what will the dowager say?
She'll say they're everything they're crocked up to be.
Grant the man of tea biscuits, the only biscuit you invite to high tea. And now we return to Jenny Lane and the secret of the red herring murder clue.
Jenny, honey, are you all right in there?
Yes, Trudy. I'm just developing some pictures.
Of course you are, honey. Don't mind me, I'll just clean in there later.
Trudy, what do you think this says?
Well, it's in cursive, so it's hard to say, but who wrote it?
Gerald Hopcock.
The murder victim?
One and the same. He used his last seconds of life to leave this message.
Red something.
Herring?
Maybe. It gets just a little messy at the end, but maybe.
Hello, ladies.
Mr. Lane.
Any word from downtown, Pop?
Not a peep.
What about suspects?
Gerald Hopcock was a well-loved business owner. Who'd want to kill him?
Maybe he surprised a burglar.
But then wouldn't he have written burglar instead?
Pop's right. For once, this red herring means something. So you are Mr. Hopcock's business partner?
That's right, miss.
Lane.
Chalk is in our blood, Miss Lane. We both grew up in the business.
And you're...
Reed Harriman.
Reed Harriman. Your partnership has a long history, doesn't it?
Indeed, Miss Lane. Harriman Hopcock Chalk Incorporated was founded by our grandfathers over 100 years ago. We've had a monopoly on the chalk business in this part of the country for well over 80 years now.
How was your relationship with Mr. Hopcock?
Good, good. We rarely had disagreements, and when we did, we were always able to talk them through like adults.
So you had no reason to kill Mr. Hopcock?
Me kill Hopcock? Poppycock!
You've been saving that.
Yes, yes I have.
Wordplay aside.
No, Miss Lane. Gerald was like a brother to me. A brother and best friend.
I can't help but notice, Mr. Harriman. I'm sorry, but what is that on your wrist?
A watch, Miss Lane.
No, sir, I mean...
Oh, that? Just a slight rash, that's all. I think I might be allergic to the watch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway.
Yes, anyway. I can't tell you how today's news has shaken me. But as long as you're investigating, you might want to talk with his wife, Rita.
Rita Hopcock?
I think she was planning to leave Gerald.
Leave Gerald? Why? Whatever gave you that idea?
I was talking with his partner.
Reed? Ha! Reed wouldn't know the time of day twice a day, even if the clock were broken.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
So you and Gerald were happy together?
We were married, kid. There were ups, there were downs, but yeah, for the most part, I'd say we were happy.
Was this week one of those downs?
No way, sister. We were planning to get out of town together, go away, someplace nice.
So you had no reason to kill your husband?
I had a good life. Why would I want to mess that up?
Forgive me for asking, ma'am, but what's your maiden name?
My maiden name? Henning. Why?
Police work, ma'am. Just curious.
Yeah, well, if you're that curious, you might want to have a chat with their former business manager, Rodney Harrigan.
Rodney Harrigan?
Yeah, I had a beef with those two. Harriman and Hopka. But I didn't kill nobody.
That's a double negative.
Ah, big deal. So I don't speak so good.
I thought you were their business manager.
What can I say? I got a talent for numbers.
So, this beef.
Harriman thought I was skimming off the top. There were discrepancies in the ledger. Thing is, there weren't no discrepancies in my ledger.
That's another double...
There were no discrepancies.
So what do you think was going on?
I think somebody made a second ledger.
Who do you think would do that?
Someone who liked living the good life and didn't want no one else in the way.
Someone like...
You tell me, Miss Lane. You're the girl detective here.
I suppose it could say Reed Harriman.
Or Rita Henning.
Or Rod Harrigan.
Or maybe it really does say Red Herring.
Water's ready. Who's having tea?
Count me in.
Jenny?
What is it, Trudy?
Tea?
Oh. Yeah, I'll have some too.
Distracted, dear?
Oh, I still don't understand why he would write Red Herring.
Just watch, dear. You'll crack it in no time.
What'd you say?
Just watch, dear. You'll crack it in no time.
Pop, that's it!
But Jenny, what about your tea and your tea biscuits?
There's no time, Trudy!
You're probably wondering why I've called you all here tonight.
You're gonna tell us who done it, right?
Well, yes. You all know Detective McNulty and my father, District Attorney Percival Lane.
Hello, everyone.
Now, Detective, can you set the scene for us, please?
Sure, Jenny. As you know, Gerald Hopcock was found just inside the factory doors, shot. What you may not know was that he left a message for us. A message about his killer.
What? What do you mean?
Fortunately, he found a piece of chalk and scribbled two words. Red Herring. But it's cursive writing and not all that clear, so it could be a name.
Oh my God!
This is preposterous.
Here's the photographic proof.
Red Herring nothing. Henning, maybe.
You can't pin this on me, Reed. Why would I want to kill Gerald?
Could be Rod, too. Maybe we're in it together.
Oh, please.
That's crazy talk and you know it.
Or it could really say Red Herring.
That's ridiculous. What could that possibly mean?
Well, funny you should ask, Mr. Harriman. May I see your watch?
My watch? What for?
Well, that's a fancy new watch, isn't it? A Gruen Curvex Coronet, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, but what does that have to do with it?
And the rash underneath?
It's an allergic reaction to the case.
Or is it?
Mr. Harriman, please remove the watch.
Oh, Detective, this is nonsense. A child's game.
Mr. Harriman, the watch.
All right. Fine.
Ha! Just as I thought. That's no rash.
It's a fish?
A tattoo of a small red herring.
Yes. It's from the war. Everyone in our squadron got one. They were supposed to be tiger fish.
Flying tiger fish?
Exactly. Blasted Hopcock.
Oh, take him away, boys.
Officer.
And I would have gotten away with it, too.
So I was right about that second ledger, wasn't I?
I think so, Mr. Harrigan. Mr. Hopcock must have figured it out, or Mr. Harriman might have just been afraid that he had.
You know, Jenny, now that I look at it, I think it does say Reed after all.
Brilliant work, Jenny. How about we head home and see if Trudy's kept that tea warm?
Oh, gosh, I hope she's still got some of those wonderful tea biscuits left.
Oh, Jenny.
This has been another adventure of Jenny Lane, Girl Detective, brought to you by Grantham Manor Tea Biscuits, the only biscuit you invite to high tea. You're listening to the Finley Quality Network. Keep it up.